thank you so much, and thank you for the nice words on Asikura. I think you raised a very important point on e-commerce, the negotiations happening in WTO and the work we do here. One of the things that we have seen is when the trade facilitation negotiations began, you know, countries didn't know where they stood as far as the trade facilitation was concerned. And then they came up with this idea of doing diagnostic work, you know, going into, at national level, they started to do diagnostic work. So this e-trade readiness assessment that we are doing is a bit like that. And this diagnostic work that was done for trade facilitation really helped the trade facilitation negotiations later on, because everybody knew what was in their countries, what are the gaps, and what needs to be done. And people came to the table to negotiate with open eyes, you know, with a good understanding of the issues. So the e-trade readiness assessment that we are undertaking, we have done 34 of these, and mostly in LDCs, because that's where the funds come for, because the funds are earmarked for least developed countries. We assess the readiness of countries in 7 policy areas. We look at whether they have the strategies, whether they have the regulatory framework. So this is very important for when you do the negotiations, and their capabilities when it comes to e-payment systems, the logistics, the skills, the financing. So we undertake 7 areas of assessment. And we find that many of these countries that have done the e-trade for readiness assessments are in a good place to decide whether they want to negotiate or not, because now they have a good understanding of the issues in their countries. And the other thing we do is that they are not desk studies, these assessments. We go and we have a multi-stakeholder gatherings through which we do these assessments. So they are a bit like the National Trade Facilitation Committees of the TFA. It's the very first time the e-commerce community comes together. So it's the many different governments, it's the central bank, because it's the e-payment system belongs to them. It's the trade ministries, the transport, the logistics, and the private sector, the regulators, they're all in the room. So we believe that work that we do under the e-trade readiness assessment would be a good beginning, good start for countries to have a, you know, good understanding of where their countries are when they want to negotiate. Now, just also to then to link it up with the Tanzania e-trade readiness assessment, we were very happy to do it, and it was also done under difficult circumstances. It was when COVID-19 hit us, we could not go to Tanzania, but we've done a really nice assessment, and I really would like to thank the stakeholders of Tanzania and also the mission. Mission here was a great supporter to us. So what we do now is we work with countries. We have decided there's no point doing an assessment and just shelving it in a, you know, a bookshelf, but we want to take this work forward. So we have started on a phase 2 of the e-trade readiness assessment. It's the e-trade the implementation stage. So we work with, we keep the stakeholder group that came together in a committee form. We are engaged with them, and we work with them, and we have organized donor roundtables in many countries to present the recommendations and the timelines, and sometimes it has succeeded to garner the support of the development partners. And we also bring the e-trade for all partners when there are needs to be fulfilled. For example, my own team has worked in several countries on drafting the e-commerce legislation in countries. Or we work with ANSITRAL, or we work with UPU to get the postal systems ready. So we also bring our own e-trade for all partners to take some of the work forward. So we all would like to do that in Tanzania too. And with your support, I think you are very supportive. The mission has been quite supportive in this endeavor, but we need that your support as we go forward. And finally, it'd be so nice to have you in Nigeria too. I think it's very important, the missions also, to see the work we deliver on the ground. So we will be there in 2 weeks, and it's an extremely successful program, but it is quite sad among 400, you know, we cannot take 400 applications. We are able to do only 25 at a time. So hopefully it will grow and grow It's also have a little bit of a train for trade, train kind of element. So we are hoping that the entrepreneurs that got trained will be the next generation trainers to these larger groups. So that's the hope. Thank you so much.